The Church, in her wisdom, sets out weekly readings from the Gospels according to the season and feast. These readings allow us to follow the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and to follow the story of our salvation. This fills our hearts and minds with hope. Each week, we open our hearts, praying for a message to change our lives and to transform us to imitate our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Sunday homily delivered from Sydney, Australia.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Congratulations for the Palm Sunday, where our Lord entered into our hearts, entered into Jerusalem. In the three Bibles that we've read, the first three, we have, it says, now when they drew near Jerusalem, to Bethphage, to the holy city, at the mountain of the Olive. Why is this details? Is it important? Yes, it's very important. It talks about our Lord coming from the east into the holy city. He comes from the east, where Mount of Olive is. In Ezekiel chapter 10, 18, it says, the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim, and the cherubim lifted their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight, and they went out. The wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord, of the Lord's house, and the glory of the of God of Israel, was above them. What happened is, it tells us very simply, Ezekiel tells us, at the time Israel was corrupt, extremely bad. And the dwelling place of the Lord was the altar where Solomon built the temple. The altar was the dwelling place of God. And God saw that there's so much corruption and he couldn't stay there anymore. So the cherubim lifted him up and went eastward towards the mountain Olive. The Lord could not stay there anymore. So much corruption, so much sin. And he left. The glory of God left the temple. Later on, in Ezekiel chapter 43, he tells us that the Lord came back as a prophecy. But Ezekiel actually pronounced judgment on the temple of the Lord. It's corrupt. The Lord can't stay there anymore. And the glory of God left. In chapter 43 in Ezekiel, it says, afterwards, he brought me to the gate that faces the east, and behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like a sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. Ezekiel prophesies that the Lord will come back and claim the temple, claim back the temple. And we see that the Lord came from the east into the Holy Land. And he came, as Zechariah says in chapter 9, verse 9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the house from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from river to the end of the earth. Zechariah tells us that the Lord is coming as a meek person. And we saw him. Normally, any king comes into any city, he comes in an Arabian charger, comes in with chariots, comes in with a lot of arms, the top of his people around him, protecting him. Our Lord came very humble on a small donkey, on a baby donkey, something very small, to tell the people, I'm here, I'm one of you. Come close. Come. Talk to me. Any king, no one can approach them. Anyone approaches the king, they normally be either whipped or killed. But our Lord is so humble. He says, just come to me. I'm a simple person. I'm one of you. I'm one of you. Other kings make his slaves to them. They charge you taxes, take your money for their own leisure. But the Lord did quite the opposite. He came to offer himself to us. He came to give us everything. That's our Lord Jesus. He came humble. Not only that, he came humble for the reason that the whole powers of the world will overwhelm him. Will overpower him. And he will swallow all of it through his divine mercy. Swallow all of it, all the powers, all the evil in his salvation. Swallow it in his forgiveness. That's why our Lord is so great. He came as a king. King over our hearts. No longer the evil one take charge of us. We are now become his sons and daughters. He came to free us from the bondage of the evil one. We are his sons and daughters. He came for us to inherit everything with him. Everything. The Lord of the Lords, the Almighty, who has everything under his power, is giving us all of this. And that's why in Ezekiel he says he'll come back and he will rebuild the altar. Our Lord, when he came, Jesus, when he came, it's where heaven and earth met. He became the altar. He himself. That's why he had pronounced also a judgment on the temple. When he went in and he started turning over the tables of the money exchange and those that were selling and buying in the altar. And his body became the new temple. And St. Paul says, we are the altar of the Lord. So that now we don't need to go to Jerusalem anymore. The Lord is with us. He's inside of us. He's our new altar. Our job at the moment is to announce this to the world. That ancient text of the Torah, which is found their fulfillment. They found all the fulfillment in Jesus, which in turn he fills us with life and purpose. We're no longer slaves, we are free. Free to be called sons and daughters. It's a good opportunity now for the Lord to come and cleanse our hearts as He did to the temple. For Him to come and reign in our hearts, to stay there forever.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.
It's a good opportunity now. We have 1 week. 1 week. We need to go through the cross. We need to go through the cross in order to be glorified. The Lord cannot ride in our hearts. He cannot reign on our hearts. He cannot be our King unless we go through the cross. And we'll be going through it next week to end up in glory, to end up in resurrection, to end up to the best state ever, to be with the Lord forever. Glory be to God forever. Amen.